doctor on the other end of her line right now saying, what's going on here? Did I call the wrong number? No, doctor, you've called the right number. We're happy to have Dr. Lobella Samavati, MD and Fellow of Chest Physicians, FCCP, Professor of Internal Medicine, Director of Sarcoidosis Interstitial Lung Disease Center. It's easy for me to say, not. With a big, big finding, doctor, about a disease we don't talk about very much, but is still very much a problem, and that is tuberculosis, TB. Good morning, doctor.
Yeah, good morning.
You have been published in Microbiology Spectrum, a journal published by the American Society for Microbiology, with some of your findings. You and your team of Wayne State researchers discovered a new technology that will quickly and easily detect active tuberculosis infection antibodies. Tell us about this, doctor.
Yes, we first of all, it's not easy, but it needs a lot of work. But nonetheless, it's possible. As you know, we have thousands of years, Mycobacterium tuberculosis is among human, and it still is deadly. And we have more than 1.7 million dead annually. And it's actually, even in 2022, is the second most deadliest disease, infectious disease in worldwide. What we have did here is one important thing is the case detection is lacking behind the therapy. And the reason is that we don't have accurate tests available, accurate and easy, affordable. We call it point of care that is, you know, worldwide can be used to detect tuberculosis. And is very expensive because need growing of bacteria needs 6 weeks of incubation. And require in the developing country require lots of manual work as well as a skilled worker. So what we here develop is that we can use one drop of blood and detect tuberculosis. Many years back, I developed a specific technology and clone human in the phage display. Human DNA, and we selected a series of this clone, and we immunoscreen, meaning that incubated with the sera of many human subjects, tuberculosis, cancer, sarcoidosis, healthy control, and selected a specific clone which react to TB subject. And that way, we selected a specific antigenic epitope that has reacting to serum of a human subject with tuberculosis. And we selected in this particular paper, we selected a specific enzyme epitope, meaning the antigenic determinant of this enzyme, which called transketolase. Transketolase is an enzyme for tuberculosis and also other organism, but these specifically target the transketolase in TB, which is very important in proliferation of and division and propagation of tuberculosis. And this enzyme we think is very important for growth and silencing of tuberculosis, and we can detect the antibody against this transketolase with just one drop of the blood. And we selected assayed our enzyme with a simple way which call it ELISA. And we can detect very nicely, almost 95% specificity and sensitivity, 98%, 6% sensitivity and specificity to detect tuberculosis-infected subjects from many other diseases, including sarcoidosis.
And a very quick note, some people might be saying, well, who cares? Why do we care? Well, because tuberculosis remains a global health threat with 10 million new cases, and as we said earlier, 1.7 million deaths annually. Now, most of that isn't happening in the United States, but as we've learned through COVID and other ways, what happens anywhere in the world can very easily jump on an airplane and make it into these United States. And it spreads through the air from one person to another. With one person with TB, disease of the lungs or throat, coughs, speaks, or even sings, TB bacteria can get into the air. People nearby may breathe in these bacteria and become infected. It can settle in the lungs and begin to grow, and it is a problem. What are some of the symptoms someone should look for and then know they should immediately get to a doctor?
So, like other respiratory diseases, and that is the importance of our discovery, is that like other respiratory diseases, patients, they have cough, productive sputum, they have maybe mild fever, they don't have high-grade fever, and fatigue, anorexia, loss of weight, loss of appetite, and that is why you cannot distinguish this disease from even cancer. That is why this is very attractive to differentiate tuberculosis from the other diseases that they come to our office with just one drop of blood.
A bad cough that lasts 3 weeks or longer, pain in the chest, coughing up blood or a phlegm from deep inside the lungs, other symptoms, as you mentioned, weakness or fatigue, weight loss, no appetite, chills, fever, sweating at night. And then there are symptoms, too, of tuberculosis disease, and other parts of the body depend on the area affected. I guess that's called latent TB infection. You don't feel sick, you don't have any symptoms, and you thankfully cannot spread TB to others, but you need to get that dealt with too, don't you, doctor?
Yes. In latent TB, you have dormant in your body, and if you your immune system is not controlling anymore, like due to chemotherapy, due to some kind of infection, due to immune compromise, due to aging, it can be from dormancy become active.
Well, congratulations to you, Professor, Dr. Lobelia Samavati, and to you and your team at Wayne State, the researchers that have found this very important, easy way to detect active tuberculosis infection antibodies. And that goes a long way toward curing people and helping people, and we really appreciate your work, doctor. And congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Thank you. All right, class, get your pens and papers out. We'll have an exam on that coming up here in just a moment. Hey, get back in the classroom. You can't leave.